Fundamental to the use of the STL is the idea of an iterator. You will recall that we discussed iterators briefly in the previous chapter. An iterator is used to solve one basic problem, that is, how do you allow access to elements in a container without exposing the inner workings of the collection? The iterator solution is to define a new data type specifically for creating loops and accessing elements. The majority of the algorithms provided by the STL are built using iterators as arguments, and thus can work with a number of different data structures.